This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says 80 people have died of COVID-19 in Colorado. The governor also says 620 are hospitalized and more than 3,300 tested positive. Polis says Colorado is among the states that have done the most testing per capita with 18,645. That's 0.3% of the state population. The governor also says schools will remain closed until at least April 30th. The union representing RTD bus and train operators says that the Denver area agency needs to do more to protect workers during the pandemic. Union spokesman Lance Lonningbaum.
Our drivers are scared, and I can't blame them, because despite all of the facts of, you know, mortality and survivability and all of that, things changing so quickly.
Lonenbaum says one idea is to allow passengers to board from the rear of the bus to minimize contact with drivers. RTD says that tactic led to security problems at other transit agencies. RTD says it stepped up cleaning efforts and is trying to buy more protective masks for workers. Authorities are reporting an increase in police impersonators pulling over drivers since the governor's stay-at-home orders. Police say several residents in Greeley report being waved through a fake roadblock and questioned by men wearing reflective vests about violating the order. KDVR-TV reports police impersonators were also reported in Aurora and Erie. It is 63 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.